Hello, this is Yoki Wendorf, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your life will be more and more bright. Brighter and brighter, shine as unlimited illumination of the universe. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, this is might be the unique trial that Buddhist priest is talking about the Bible, the gospel according to John. Now let's see. Well, the sentence number 7. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Number 8. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Oh, what this means? Well, this is as what I said in the beginning, that to make your life shine. How you be able to shine your life? You know, when we hear the word heart, or we asked the question, okay, how to shine your life, we easily think, okay, how I myself can shine, and not so much think about aware of what, how the relationship with yourself and others. Easily forget that the basic principle of the universe, which is nothing is individual. What this means by nothing is individual? Well, it means everything, what each individual are the reflection of all others except that individual. You are all reflection of all others in every beings of the universe except yourself. Actually, each one of us are such existence, which means no one has individual. So, if that is the case, how we can shine ourselves? Even we don't exist individually, how we can shine our life? Isn't it interesting subject? If it's the reflection, if all existence are the reflection of others, it means that why you won't you shine existence of others' existence? How to let others shine their existence? How you can shine them? It's easy. The most basic thing is just only see the possibility and potential of them. You know, everybody has the negative aspect and also the positive aspect, shining aspect. And some people try to see, some people only see the negative part of others. You know, always get ready to criticize or something. And some other people naturally see the shining part of others. Why? It's because everybody has the shining part. Everybody has the Buddha nature. Everybody has the internal God in deep inside of them, oneself. Therefore, if you are always looking at the internal God or internal Buddha of oneself, automatically you will see the shining part of others. So some might ask, so just by looking, what will it make change? Oh, it does make big change. Because people, energy respond by what others will, what they will be looked, how they will be looked by others. Well, you can do like this experiment to the children. The children who be seen only the positive shining part, the positive aspect will grow. The children who are only looking at the negative part and try to correct them, well, usually it doesn't work. Try to correct the negative part does not improve them, because to improvement is only awakening the internal God of Buddha. Try to correct the negative part is basically only stimulate them, stimulate their negativity, and it is not effective. Well, we do such experience in the workshop, that how your key energy changes by being seen negatively or positively. Well, anyway, if you, the state of the heart that you see the positive shining part of others is a state of the heart of praise there as an internal God of self and others. And actually deep inside of self and others is internal God or internal Buddha. Well, this in what's written in the Bible as he or this man is about you. He said, it says that number eight, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Because you, it means, no, you can change it to you. You, you are not the light, but was sent to bear witness, sent to bear witness of that light. Sent by who? Sent by God. Sent by great spirit of the universe to this human world. To shine others, to see others positive part, and this is with the heart of the praise, you naturally see others positive part. And if you with heart of praise, automatically your words, if the word of a positive word and telling good point of others will come out from the mouth. How you impressed, how you moved by the action of others, and others' existence start to shine, and that shine, that illumination will reflect to your life. How much you made other people shine their existence will be the how much your life will shine. It's equal. You are not light itself, but you are sent by the light, which means God or Buddha, to make this world shine. May you shine other people's, who you deal with, who are in front of you, and may you let your life shine with the unlimited light of the great spirit of the universe.